This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Joe Biden is up by double digits in Colorado with more than 55% of the vote. The Secretary of State says Biden's ahead by 14 percentage points, a significantly higher margin of victory than Hillary Clinton had in 2016 when she won by less than 5 percentage points. All counties have reported, but the official count is still being finalized. Republicans will keep their seat in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District after Lauren Boebert's victory yesterday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Even though the 3rd Congressional District has been represented by a Republican for the last decade, Boebert was not a known quantity. This was her first run for office, and she worked for it. You know, she campaigned hard, traveling all across the district, and she ran a disciplined campaign. She kept hammering home on her key messages, pro-guns, pro-Trump, pro-freedom. Diane Mitch Bush conceded about an hour after Boebert claimed victory. She raised a lot of money, more than Boebert, and spent more than Boebert. What she didn't do was campaign in person. You know, she's 70 years old, and she said it wasn't the responsible thing to do during a pandemic.
CPR's Caitlin Kim. A suspect is dead after a police shooting near Fort Carson that closed part of Highway 115. Colorado Springs police responded to a reported road rage incident. Authorities say the suspect had a gun and that officers fired at least one shot. No officers were injured. Northbound lanes of Highway 115, 115 are closed between State Park Road and Cheyenne Meadows Road. You're listening to CPR News.